A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever. On Thursday in Holy Week, the Church celebrates the institution of the Holy Eucharist, through which our Lord Jesus Christ wanted to present his disciples with a sign of his continued presence among us. However, the liturgy of the Holy Week is concentrated on the mystery of the suffering and resurrection of our Lord. And Holy Thursday celebrates the institution of the Eucharist together with that of the priesthood, the washing of the feet of the disciples as a remembrance that the Church is called to serve and not to be served, and the giving of the new commandment of love through which the world would recognize Christ's disciples. In the year 1264, Pope Urban IV ordered the feast of Corpus Christi to be celebrated worldwide, totally dedicated to the real presence of our Lord under the signs of bread and wine. As a remembrance of Holy Thursday, Corpus Christi was celebrated on the first Thursday after the Paschal period. Nowadays, in many countries, this feast is celebrated on the Sunday following Trinity Sunday. The liturgy for this feast was written by St. Thomas Aquinas, including several very well-known hymns that are sung throughout the year during Eucharistic celebrations. The Catholic Church interprets as a sacrament Christ's will, manifested during the Last Supper, when he told his disciples, Do this in memory of me. And she understands that his words, Take and eat, this is my body, and drink from this cup, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, carry out what they mean. The Church supports her doctrine on the words of our Lord, as reported in John's Gospel. I am the bread of life. I am the bread that came down from heaven. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. So the Eucharist is not just a sign to help us remember Jesus' last meal with his disciples. It signifies and brings about Christ really present on our altars, for us to eat his body and drink his blood, and for us to adore him. This is brought about by the words of the priest during Mass, after asking the Father to sanctify our gifts of bread and wine with the power of the Holy Spirit, so as to transform them into the body and blood of Christ, our Lord. After the consecration, the liturgy asks us to proclaim the mystery of faith. This is what the Eucharist is, a mystery of faith, which we cannot explain, but which we should celebrate, proclaim, and participate in. Two questions arise here. How is it possible? And what if doubts come to my mind? Our first question is an old one, and it comes from the time in which Jesus promised to give his body as food and his blood as ring for our journey through life on earth? The answer to this question is given to us by Jesus himself. John reports that when Jesus said, "My flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink," many of his disciples who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Jesus said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before?" As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." No other explanation was coming from Jesus. "We have only one choice, to take him, the Eucharist, or leave him." Is what Jesus asks of us absurd? No, even though we cannot explain the workings of the Holy Spirit. In our daily life, we are often asked to make good use of things we cannot explain, though they can be explained by those who created them. Take the computer. How can one chip contain so many data, in pictures, words, and thousands of colors? And we take it for granted that when we switch on the computer, all our saved data are there. I have just asked a computer technician to explain this to me. He tried, unsuccessfully, alas. But this lack of knowledge does not inhibit me from making good use of the computer. What Jesus asks of us then is not absurd. He is telling us to take and eat, to drink from the cup, and to let the Holy Spirit work out how the bread becomes the body of Christ and the wine his blood. He does not ask us to explain, but to believe and participate. He only asks us to trust God. As to the second question, once a friend of mine asked me if I ever had any doubts about the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, and he was shocked when I told him that, yes, I had doubts, quite frequently. And I explained that doubts are signs that we do not take our faith for granted, that doubts challenge us to learn more about our faith, that doubts are useful and beautiful occasions for us to affirm our faith, saying, "I do believe, help my unbelief." This is how I turn my doubts into prayers. And then I know that the Eucharist comes from God. I'm sure that no human being would have come up with such familiar elements like bread and wine, simple things, though full of meaning, through which to hand on to us such sublime things that our minds and hearts could not possibly endure and continue living if we were to see them. In fact, St. Thomas Aquinas teaches us that through the consecrated bread and wine, Jesus is totally present as he is now in his heavenly glory. We, mere humans, would have come up with something more complicated, richer, and dazzling to signify such a great mystery. So St. Thomas encourages us to let faith tell us that Christ is present when our human senses fail. When we feel unworthy to participate and receive such a gift, let us repeat with the Church the words she borrowed from the centurion, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and your servant will be healed."